Hello, this is Willie Terry, the roaming labor correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk magazine. On Tuesday, August the 25th, the American Postal Workers Union, better known as the APW, had a Save the Post Office Day of Action rally. Now, this day of action was held all over the country in various communities in front of a post office. The rally in the capital region was held at the old Colonel Road General Mail facility in Colony. The postal workers wanted to send a clear message across America, and that is to save the post office. They had three immediate demands for elected officials and the Trump-appointed Postmaster General DeJoy, and they were, one, to provide at least $25 billion in direct support for the Postal Service, and two, to stop the mail slowdown policy introduced by the Postmaster General DeJoy, and three, ensure public confidence in voting by mail by providing all necessary resources to provide the most timely delivery of election mail possible. Now, on Sunday, the American Postal Workers Union President Mark Damerstein led a Facebook Live event ahead of the Postal Workers Day of Action, in which he gave some historical information about what was happening. And this is what he said.
Look, on the bigger picture, there's an agenda to privatize the Postal Service, dismantle it, sell it to private corporations for private profit. That's not a new thrust in this country. Wall Street, the hedge funders, the private companies would love to get their hands on the money generated by the public for postage. It belongs to all of us. It's part of what we call the public till. And it did not start with this administration, but it has intensified greatly under this current White House. And so we have a White House who's on record, in writing. You don't have to take this from me. June 2018 from Office of Management and Budget of the White House, saying that this is their goal. Break it up and sell it. Move forward a couple years to the pandemic. The pandemic has given these privatizers an opportunity from their point of view. And they're shamefully trying to take advantage of the economic impact of this pandemic on the Postal Service. We know how deep this economic crisis is on all working people throughout the world. We know how deep it is when 40 million people are suddenly unemployed. It's having a dire impact on the Postal Service. The Postal Service does not run on tax dollars in normal times. Many people don't realize that. And what it means is that the revenue from postage and postal products have to be enough for all of us, 600,000 dedicated postal workers, to carry out our mission to all of you around the country, which is universal service, no matter who we are, where we live, at one uniform rate and reasonable pricing. And the Postal Service has projected that the pandemic will cause a $50 billion loss in revenue just due to COVID, not any other factors, just due to COVID over the next 10 years. And what that means in real life is the post office quite likely could run out of money early next year. And think about what that would mean to the democratic right of the people, the small d democratic right of the people, as well as to the workers and family sustaining union jobs, and what that means for our community and for equal pay for equal work and so much equal opportunity for workers of all nationalities in the Postal Service. So what's happening now is we're at a crossroads. And this is what's before Congress now in terms of stimulus relief. This is one time the public Postal Service does need taxpayer relief. In March, in the huge stimulus package, the CARES Act, it was called, $2 or $3 trillion package, private corporations got $500 billion. Postal Service did not get a cent. They did not get a dime. In fact, the only thing they got was worse. They got the offer of more debt. Well, the Postal Service is not, doesn't need debt. Postal Service is set up to serve the people on a break-even basis. That just makes things harder. What they need now is emergency relief. And the friends we have, and we have many friends in Congress, did not hold then. The can was kicked down the road. The Trump administration got their way, and they said there will be no stimulus money back in March. But now there's a new opportunity. In the HEROES Act passed by the House in May, there was $25 billion of COVID emergency relief. That, interestingly, was the minimum request from the, and a bipartisan, unanimous request from the Postal Board of Governors. So we're glad it's in there. It's now in the hands of the Senate. There's a standalone Senate bill, bipartisan. Susan Collins from Maine, Dianne Feinstein from California, one Republican, one Democrat. That's good. For a $25 billion standalone bill. But there's one other factor first, and that is while this is going on, Louis DeJoy was appointed as the new Postmaster General. It was a suspect and concerning path that got him there. He's very much tied to this White House, and we know this White House does have a privatization agenda. But at the end of the end, and he said a lot of fine things, but at the end of the day, we judge people by their deeds. And thus far, his deeds have been to degrade services to the people of this country. So just in the last 3 or 4 weeks, mail has been slowed down. He has arbitrarily reduced the number of hours that the employees are working. If the mail has to be worked and the employees aren't there to work it, guess what? It doesn't get worked. And the people are being deprived of the promise under the law, which says prompt, reliable, and efficient services. And we're unfortunately getting reports, not just from workers throughout the country, but from customers throughout the country, from veterans and their medicines coming through VA, to small businesses, to individuals who just can't get their mail and their needed supplies, in many cases needed medicines on time. And we've made it crystal clear this needs to be corrected, needs to be corrected quickly, and we need to get back to what the post office should be and needs to be for the people of this country. And let us remember, the people of the country support the Postal Service. It's not partisan for the people of the country. 91% have a favorable view of the post office and trust the post office. That's across the political spectrum. Whether someone identifies Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green, Libertarian, it doesn't matter. It is the same. So here we are. We got a big agenda for privatization, a COVID pandemic that's put a fork in the road, and Postmaster General that so far has been undermining and degrading services. But here we are. The people of the country have risen up, said, no, this is our post office. No one's going to take it from us. We support the post office. We support relief in this moment, appropriated congressional relief. And we support a postal service where mail is moving quickly like we need it, not degraded services. So what's happened? Just yesterday, there were protests all over the country. On the same day, yesterday, the House of Representatives passed, somewhat on a bipartisan basis, a bill that called once again for the $25 billion of COVID relief, but also added to it that the PMG must reverse their detrimental changes to service. So that's a very good development. Friday, there was a hearing on the Senate side. The PMG, and this is an encouraging sign, was forced to admit that, or forced to say, that mail ballots will get priority treatment and be treated as first-class mail no matter what class of mail they're mailed. That's a very good sign. And all of these things are a product of you, the people, standing up with postal workers, with your communities, with your organizations, whether they're civil rights, faith-based, veteran, and all different kinds, saying we're united in defense of saving the public postal service. So what that tells us is we're on the march. As difficult as the times are and as big as the challenges are, our sisters and brothers and friends, they have had to make concessions already. So now we have to keep our pedal on the metal, as they say, because what's at stake is whether we're going to have essential services and whether those medicines are going to get through, whether the exchange of information will continue, whether those birthday cards will move, those financial transactions, whether e-commerce will be available for everybody no matter where we live, whether small businesses will be able to thrive because we have a public postal service. That's what's at stake. And so we're very pleased that so many of you are stepping up. We're in this together. Take my word for it. Postal workers are extremely dedicated to you, dedicated to the mission of serving the public. And that's been so underscored in this pandemic, challenging and dangerous time where postal workers, despite being quarantined to the, we've had 40,000 people quarantined. We've had thousands of people sickened. Despite all those challenges, we're proudly out there connecting the people of the country, and the people of the country are very connected with us. So there is a lot at stake. Here we are in a time that if we don't have good, strong postal services to be able to process mail ballots, and we are confident that we will and we can, we've done it for generations. But think about this. We're going to have tens of millions of people now in this pandemic, that this is the only way we're going to have access to the ballot box. You talk about voting rights. Talk about a hard-fought, cherished right. This is going to be the only way. More and more people have been voting by mail. Last election, 1 out of 4 voters voted by mail. It's tried. It's true. It's true. It's tested. It's virtually free of fraud. But now millions more will have to vote this way. And we have to overcome all this disinformation coming from the highest office of the land that either it's going to be fraudulent and corrupt, which it's not. It's an insult to every postal worker. Or somehow we can't handle it because there's just going to be too many ballots. And that's almost silly for those of us who know something about the post office. We do national mailings all of the time. So it's something that's going to work. We want people to vote through the mail. We want people to ask for the absentee ballots early. And we want people to vote early. We're going to keep this pressure on. We're making progress, sisters and brothers. We're on the march.
The American Postal Worker Union asks all who value their public postal service to contact their senators. And you could call your senator at 844-402-1001. And you'll be connected to your senator office. Now, let me repeat that one more time. That number is 844-402-1001. And what they want you to do is to ask your senator to support the post office 3 demands, and the first one is the $25 billion to the postal union, and to stop the mail slowdown, and to ensure public confidence in voting by mail by providing all the necessary resources. Save the post office. This is Willie Terry, a roaming labor correspondent. I want to thank you.